This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A Hamas official says the group would lay down its weapons if a two-state solution is implemented. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Hamas official Khalil al-Haya said in an interview that the Islamic militant group would agree to a five-year truce with Israel if an independent Palestinian state is established along pre-1967 borders. If that happens, he said, the group's military wing would dissolve and Hamas would convert into a political party. The comments come amid a stalemate in months of ceasefire talks, but it's unlikely Israel, which has vowed to crush Hamas, would consider such a scenario. Israel's current leadership is adamantly opposed to the creation of a Palestinian state on lands Israel captured in the 1967 Middle East War. I'm Karen Shamas.
The U.S. Supreme Court has finished hearing arguments on whether Donald Trump is immune from prosecution for alleged crimes while still in office. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
The hearing ran over 2 hours, starting with an attorney for Donald Trump.
The framers of our Constitution viewed an energetic executive as essential to securing liberty.
And D. John Sauer argues the fear of prosecution would hinder that.
That looming threat will distort the president's decision-making.
Justice Elena Kagan giving a hypothetical about a president ordering a military coup.
You're saying that's an official act.
I think it would depend.
That's immune.
But Trump appointee Justice Brett Kavanaugh says the question is when immunity can apply.
The president is subject to prosecution for all personal acts, just like every other American for personal acts. The question is acts taken in an official capacity.
The case could be sent back to the lower courts, which could delay a decision until after the November election. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Some U.S. college campuses call on the police to break up pro-Palestinian demonstrations. This is VOA News. Some U.S. college campuses call on the police to break up pro-Palestinian demonstrations while others wait it out. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Atlanta police and Georgia state troopers arrested at least 17 people during pro-Palestinian demonstrations on the Embry campus. One student interviewed by the Associated Press was shocked to see law enforcement on the scene.
This is insane. I just saw police use unnecessary violence for peaceful protesters. I saw police knock students to the ground. Clearly, you see a bunch of arrests going on.
An Emory spokeswoman said that university police had ordered several dozen demonstrators who set up tents on campus to leave and added that the group trespassed onto the private school. Emory is just one of many universities across the nation protesting the Israel-Hamas war. Demonstrations at colleges in other major cities like Los Angeles, Austin, and New York continue. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Two U.S. officials say the United States will pull the majority of its troops from Chad and Niger as it works to restore key agreements governing what role there might be for the American military and its counterterrorism operations. One U.S. official said Thursday that the U.S. will relocate most of the approximately 100 forces it has deployed in Chad for now. A second official says the majority of the 1,000 U.S. personnel assigned in Niger are also expected to depart. Agreements in both countries allowed the U.S. to conduct critical counterterrorism operations and have supported military partner training. French President Emmanuel Macron outlined his vision for Europe as an assertive global power amid war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Europe is between war and peace, and it could die if it fails to build its own strong defense or fails to make trade and economic reforms. Macron says Russia's war against Ukraine is an existential threat. And if Europe were confronted by a power like Russia, he said, it would not be well-armed enough to defend itself. He slammed the U.S. and China, saying the two world powers have decided not to respect the rules of global trade. And he called for safeguarding democratic values in the face of what he said is the authoritarian model that is becoming more popular, he said, across the continent. I'm Rita Foley.
The two NASA astronauts assigned to Boeing's first human space flight have arrived in Florida for their May launch. Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams flew from Houston to Kennedy Space Center on Thursday. They will serve as test pilots for Boeing's Starliner. The capsule is finally making its debut with crew after years of delay. It's due to blast off May 6th atop an Atlas rocket. It will fly to the International Space Station for a week-long shakedown cruise. Boeing is trying to catch up to SpaceX, which has been launching astronauts for NASA since 2020. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.